Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I'm Jessica Michelle Singleton.
And I'm Steph Tolev.
We're slobs. Oh, man, we're so gross.
We really are disgusting people.
This should be not allowed.
Oh.
Wow, I was just snorting the microphone. Welcome to slobs.
Welcome to actual slobs. You're literally snorting the microphone.
Yeah, for no reason. I was just going... So it's good to be alive. Listen, we're here with an incredible guest.
Hi.
The one and only Lace Larrabee. You know her from her podcast GDs. You've seen her on America's Got Talent. You've seen her everywhere. She's a pageant queen. You probably all go to pageants for fun.
Were you pageant queen?
Yeah, for like 14 years.
Oh my God.
That's my toxic trait.
I had
just
no
my
idea.
Number one toxic
was your
trait.
Mom like the pageant mom?
Not at, well, okay, so she slowly turned into, she was always like stage mom because I did like, yeah. I started as an actor at like 9. Oh. And we were just poor. My parents had me in high school.
And they're like, you're all we got. You were their fancy.
We lived in a fucking trailer. I was their fancy. I literally say that like all the time.
Oh,
like I'm the one who like had to make it and just like... We just weren't trashy enough for prostitution, so they sent me into fucking pageants.
Yeah. We don't know where these governor's fucking people live, so you're just going to have to be pretty and wave.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was just, I was an actor. My mom, like, just was whatever I wanted to do. She just kind of pushed me and was like, cool. They almost mailed me off to, like, L.A. when I was, I think, like, 10 or 11. They almost put me in, like, one of those.
Like a home for kids that are actors?
Oh, shit. Like, we had the flyer in the house of, like, the lady, because this is the 90s, obviously. So it's like, lady is like, yeah, I take, like, 8 kids for pilot season.
My name's Ghislaine Maxwell. I take them for pilot season.
Exactly.
We also go to an island.
I should probably find that. I bet my mom has every single thing from everything I've ever done in my life. Yeah.
Shit.
I wonder who that lady was. But yeah. They almost mailed me off for that. And then I got into pageants when I was, like, 13 because we moved to the middle of nowhere.
Did you win?
I won the first one I ever did.
Oh my God.
I fucking hate it. But it's mainly because like there was like 10 people in town.
In the middle of nowhere. Mars low.
Do you see a lot of like creeps out there? Do you remember as a kid looking up being like, I don't know that guy. He has no families.
Oh, looking back, there were... Oh, dude. If we can get right into this. I don't care. He's dead now. But he... So the dude who did all of the... how close to this do I need to be?
It's fine.
I talk too much in my hands for all this. The dude who did most of the pageant videography.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, already creepy.
And DJ'd all of our parties. Like the party that I was in like 8th grade where I kissed a boy for the first time. He's the DJ in the corner.
He's like filming you.
Dead serious. He did all this stuff. He always was like the first one at the auditorium, like the little city auditorium where we did most of our pageants. He was always everywhere. And everybody's just like, oh, Steve. He's such a nice guy. Steve, who runs the whatever.
Steve. DJ Predator.
Y'all. No.
Exactly. That's him coming underneath the stand.
Oh, God.
So, old Steve, this was like... 5 years ago, very recent. I start getting like a barrage of text messages from people I went to high school with, my mom, like everybody. And they're like, holy shit, the GBI has raided this dude's house.
Of course.
All child pornography.
Oh.
All kinds. Oh, yeah.
Susan and loves it.
So we'll all never know. Porn. We'll never know what he had or didn't have. But the second they raid his place, he blows his head off.
Oh, my God.
So they couldn't even arrest him.
That fucking pussy. If you're going to fucking be a pervert, take the goddamn hit. This is psychotic.
Oh, yeah.
Also, ew, he for sure had you.
That's what I'm saying.
Ew. And he must have had bad shit because he knew he was going to get like.
And what I'm saying is like he was always in jail. There before. He had all the keys to everywhere everybody performed. Like the auditorium, the city auditorium, the schools, all that stuff. The churches. He did a lot of church shit.
No,
of course he did.
Of course he ran like a kids whatever thing at the church. Oh, yeah.
We're doing a lock-in this weekend.
And now I think about like. like those dressing rooms and stuff.
No.
He had all the keys. He had all the camera equipment. He had all the stuff. Like, what did he have? What did he fucking have?
I will say the one thing I will give him is that, you know, he really targeted everybody. He wasn't just with the pageants. Yeah. He's like, fuck it. Let's get the church involved.
Hey,
too. Let's get,
hey, I'll jerk off to ugly kids too.
Yeah, I'll jerk off.
Hey, and I'll DJ kids parties.
Yeah. I'm going to film that hot dog eating competition. I'm not going to like it, but I'm going to still watch those kids suck back those dogs.
Oh, he loved it. He loved it.
He DJed my Sweet 16. Y'all, I'm literally like thinking about like all the places this man
He just was everywhere.
He was everywhere all the time. Everything everywhere all at once. Yeah.
Well, that's the least he could do is
pitch a lot of creeps and pageants and stuff.
Oh my God. My grade eight synchronized swimming teacher would film our synchro practices.
No.
Never saw those again, Mr. Pugh. Where'd those videos go? We'd love to see them.
His name is Mr. Pugh, like Pepe Le Pew.
And he also took my fucking yak back in grade eight. Do you remember yak backs?
That you could talk into?
Yes, and then you say back. So I go, Mr. Pugh's a pervert. And then I play Mr. Pugh's a pervert and pretend it wasn't me. It was obviously me.
Oh, he jerked it to that thing. It was your voice. Mr. Pugh's a pervert. Mr. Pugh's a pervert.
Oh, no, I was so ugly in grade eight. I looked like a boy. He was not jerking off to me.
Well, he was looking at someone else's photo.
Yeah.
He was watching the swim tapes.
But also listening to somebody else's voice because I was also like, none of us had good bods in grade eight. I was like an actual refrigerator box. Like I was flat and square. I was like, what are you looking
at? I don't
at?
Think that that's what the petties are looking for. I don't know what it is. For a good bod.
Yeah, I think they actually don't want tits. It would seem like if you have a weird sexual attraction to kids, you're like, ew, boobs.
Maybe I was. I hope I was too adult looking for him.
He's like, late,
sick.
But either way, I did that shit for long. I did it too long. I did it like up to like 27, like as late as you can do it.
Oh damn, you were all in.
Yeah, it really fucks with you. And then I had to go. I had to like start comedy after that because I was like, how do you get this?
I need to be on stage.
I have to be on stage. I need that like immediate.
Wait, we're gonna keep talking about this. But speaking of shows, where are you guys gonna be?
Oh yeah,
let's plug it. We're gonna start plugging at the top. In case you don't make it to the end.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you get drunk by the end. You forget what we've said. I'm going to be a bunch of places this summer. JMScomedy.com for tickets. But Tampa, Baltimore, Charleston, Lexington, Kentucky, Philadelphia, DC, somewhere else. Just go check it out. A lot of Eastern Seaboard.
Really Eastern on the east side.
Yeah.
Big announcement for me today. I'm doing Just for Laughs, Montreal.
Yay!
Yes. I'm doing the Nasty Show, so I'll be in Montreal from July 18th to the I'm never bringing my dog to the podcast again.
She's is so making the most noise I've
annoying
ever seen
right
her
now.
So
Susan
much.
Is so gross, and she's sitting on the mic. I hate her.
You're doing the most.
It's in her asshole.
It's too much.
It's actually in her asshole. It's flossing her ass.
Too much.
Also, I announced a very big show in Toronto, December 14th. I'm doing the Danforth Music Hall, which is a very big venue, 1200 seat theater, biggest venue I've done on my own in Toronto. It's a very big deal for me. I opened up for Rob Delaney there 10 years ago. It's a full circle, so I'm very excited to be doing this.
Let's go sell it out
in Vermont next weekend, and then I'm in Raleigh. I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina, and then I'm in Vermont, and then I'm in Austin, then I'm in Dania Beach, then I'm in fucking Ohio. I don't know where the hell I am. Go to my Instagram and I will link there, Comey, little Comey link, because my website's gone. I don't know what happened to it.
Your website's gone?
Yeah, did
somebody
it
snatch it up?
No, I still have it, but I shut down my Squarespace.
Oh,
yeah, it doesn't matter. I didn't know it
wasn't
working.
Take that Squarespace. That's what you get for not sponsoring.
Yeah, you guys
us
are fucking stupid.
Well, that's what'll happen.
Well, that's that.
Yeah. What about you? You got any tour dates?
Yeah, I got some stuff. Where I've got I just had it pulled up so I could remember, and then y'all started listing a bunch of cities, and I was like, am I in some of those cities? I can't remember. So next, if this is coming out Monday, the next week, I've got Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yay.
doing shows there. Once again, all the information, lacelarabee.com or at lacelarabee on Instagram. I've got the little link tree thing, and then go follow me. But all the dates are on there. And Charlotte. And then after that, Texas, doing a run through Texas. So Austin, Houston, Longview, Dallas. Then the next week, Vegas. And then several Vegas weekends off and on because I am I'm the rotating host at the America's Got Talent residency at Luxor.
Luxor. My buddy's a blue man.
No shit.
I just usually do them. Yeah.
They're upstairs. So we're in Luxor Theater and they're in the big.
I'm going to rip my dog's eyes out. This is dog abuse now. Stop.
She loves it.
No, I hate
she
it
really
right
does.
Now.
Like, we're playing. She's craving that.
No,
she wants it.
No, that's enough.
That's awesome.
So yeah. I'm there often, and they just call me in to come and replace the other like main hosts.
But, oh, good.
It's a fun gig.
I'll link you guys on Instagram,
please,
because you can go see the show. It's fun. Yeah. It's very fun to watch. Yeah. And I'm sure you'd want to come see the show too.
I would love. I've never been to Blue Man Group. I've been to Vegas like 5 times in the last couple months. Like I'm there a lot, so I would love to go see that. Carrot Top is also in the same.
Yes, yeah. We're all Carrot in Top Luxor. Goes in their Blue Man Green
yeah.
Room.
All the time. I think there's multiple theaters inside Luxor, but anyway, there's a lot of us all working right there in that same.
That's fun.
That weird fucking pyramid.
That's terrible pyramid. Casino to try to commit suicide in. You'll just slide right down the side. And then you get stuck halfway down and you're looking in the window of your wife getting fucked by Carrot Top.
Yeah, she's getting fucked with a prop.
So is it technically cheating if it's with a prop?
No. Good question. Is it cheating if they didn't fuck you but they just fucked you with
speaking
a prop?
Getting fucked over. I'm single now. We haven't announced this on Slobs yet.
We haven't? Oh. We didn't
No,
in Houston?
I was going in Houston. I hadn't broken up with him yet.
Oh.
And now I have broken up with him. So Slob listeners, just going to casually tell you, if you're following him on Instagram, because a lot of our fans
they did.
Followed him, please unfollow him.
That one episode where we
please
had
unfollow
him,
on. Him. I don't know why you did.
Y'all
it's
had
weird.
Him on?
We had both of our boyfriends on. Very popular episode.
It was. And guess what? The episode is gone.
It's good. Gone. You can okay, never good. Hear it again.
That's what I was going to say. Get rid of that shit.
Sorry,
keep
it's
Nate,
gone.
Though. He's great.
Nate's the best. Nate's great.
You don't have to follow him. I don't
That's all we'll say about that. But the episode's gone. And unfollow him because I don't. You shouldn't follow him.
Yeah, because he sucks.
That sucks, man.
That's that.
I want to go back to the pageants because.
Yes.
Okay. So you started comedy after you're like, well, I've aged out of pageantry. How can I get back in front of people?
Well, I also was like, it was a combination of that and just, like I said, I started acting when I was a kid and then just so many years of not booking and then the pageants fulfilling that and being like, well, it's okay if I'm not booking. I'm at least on stage and doing shit and talking to people. And I was also just a sad bartender for like 12 years and just miserable and in a very toxic relationship for 6 of those years. So then the culmination of like, pageants ending. Oh, and I got arrested. Pageants ending. Fighting with my ex. Neighbors call the police. They take me in. I'm
take
covered in
you
blood.
In.
Anyway,
what?
Wait, whoa! You can't fucking
up.
Skirt
so
over
anyway.
This.
Anyway,
as you know, as it happens for all
as
of
you
us.
Know.
Anyway, I'm in Rikers for 10 years. Like what?
Okay. I'm 73.
They had a talent show. It's how I got into comedy.
Yeah. Crush it for the inmates.
Yeah.
Open mic inmate night.
Yeah, so like all of that combination.
Everyone's talking to a shank.
Like my self-esteem couldn't have been any lower than it was at that time in my life. And
which
then
is
I was
when
like,
you start comedy.
Comedy. Yeah.
When you become funny.
So, okay, you
okay,
won your
yeah,
first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you win a lot after that? Because I assume if you're not winning, it's hard to be in those things.
Oh, once you win, it's a fucking drug. Like, you can't, there's nothing
you're
like someone being like, you're the best.
You're the most
you're
beautiful.
You're the most beautiful. And it definitely wasn't that. But it definitely was just like, I'm very good at, like, at the first rehearsal, I was watching the girls who everybody said was going to win. And I was like, what the fuck are those girls doing? And then I, like, studied it. And then I went home. And then I just practiced over and over and over. And I just copied them.
Oh, my God.
And then I go in with, like,
sociopath.
Yeah. And then I go in with, like a dress we rented. Like, we didn't know shit about shit. So you're like, is my mom, like, a stage mom?
Yeah.
No, we didn't know shit.
Get some sequins. We'll figure it out.
But we figured it out. Yeah.
So what was your talent? Because you used to do a talent, right?
Dude,
what is
talent?
Yeah, I did the Miss America system for years. That's how I paid for a lot of my college. But I did comedic monologues for my talent.
Really?
Yeah.
Did a lot of girls do those?
No.
So that was unique.
Oh, shit.
Well, it was unique.
You
and
can't
they
be pretty
hated
and
it.
Funny.
No, they hated it because I was in Georgia. So everybody's like, can't you dance or like sing a little song or something?
Didn't you like play a triangle?
Like, no.
Yeah, like anything. They'll take any shitty musical or like dance talent over. Like you don't have to be good. You just have to like move your, they're just like, just keep your mouth.
Shut.
Like just shut,
you
just know, like
it makes you less pretty.
Hush it.
Oh my god!
Yeah, they would all be like, "Could you do a real talent?" And then what I would say in like the interviews because we had like, I mean, Susan just real. Listen,
that was
no,
she wants
unreal.
To win. She wants to win. I get it. I
so what would you like? Like
need for
other
attention.
Monologues of like the other people, or would you write your own?
So it was from plays.
Okay,
I'd take pieces from plays, like popular stuff. I started with like. Yeah, like musical theater, right? Like Adelaide's Lament from Guys and Dolls. That was the first one.
Oh, that's the like go-to.
The funny. A poison could develop a cold.
Like that, because I didn't have to sing. You could just like talk through it. And so I did like that one I did for a little while. It's funny. And I had a little costume, did all the little shit. And then I went from there into like funnier, bigger, bolder. Like whatever I could do that was like the biggest... goofiest thing.
Robin
like
Williams, is this how we look, ladies?
When you're seeing this, when you're that one, like, is she?
Yeah.
I did do that once for an audition for a very serious play, and they were like, they gave me a non-speaking role. I was like, a monologue, sure, I can whip something out, and I just had that memorized.
I always wanted to be goofy, and they were just always like, we need you to be classier, and I was like, that's not gonna happen.
Well, that's just not.
Yeah, so I never won like the big ones, but I made it to Miss Georgia like multiple times, and to Miss USA or Miss Georgia USA multiple times.
Oh, shit.
Because you age out of one before the other one.
Okay.
Oh,
and so when I was done with one, I just kept doing another one until they're like, please leave.
They're like, go.
Please
did
stop.
You see a lot of...
Don't you have a husband you should be tending to or
well,
something?
Well, you're not allowed to be married.
Oh, that's right.
Or have kids or have ever been pregnant. They have that written down.
How would they fucking know you,
that's
sick
what
pigs.
I always fucking said.
Oh, that
because if that was the case, then I would have never been allowed to compete. Yeah.
At 12.
I would have been out.
Well, 15, but close enough.
Wait, I was gonna ask, did you see a lot of like crazy stage moms?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there was a bunch that like thought they were in the fucking pageant. And a lot came from the pageant world.
Like,
they had revenge, you know?
Projecting their shit onto their daughters.
So thankfully, I didn't have that. My mom just like... she just enjoyed competition. So she was just like always figuring out shit. Like exactly what I did. She's like, okay, well, this is what they're... so she would research, and all we had were like message boards back in the day,
trying to find out who got pregnant.
Exactly. So she would find out
how they do it.
And she was like monitoring everything and everything that was going on. She would just report back to me, and I'd be like, I don't care. I'm competing with myself, Mom. I'm not competing. But I did love the fucking...
of course.
Information.
And also love when you win, you're like, it's just for me.
Did you win money or just like a trophy?
No, scholarship money for a long time.
Oh shit! Right to a scholarship. Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know why I thought it was like cash.
Yeah, no, I wish. Miss America system, they've claimed, which, what's his name? John Oliver, I think he like broke it down one day on one of those, the show he has, but you know how he like completely pulls the rug out of
everything
shit that people claim. And so Miss America for 50 plus years claimed to be the number one provider of scholarships to women in the world, which technically they are. But none of the scholarships, like most of the scholarships aren't used. So like when I would win something, you're getting like a big cat, you're getting cash scholarships. But then you get like 30 other scholarships, like the shittiest schools in the country.
Yeah, it's not like somewhere you want to go.
You're not going to go there. So on paper, it looks like you won like $100,000, but you won like $12,000.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
you can actually use.
Huh.
So what if someone was like, I'm going to go to all these schools? For the rest of my life, I'm using these scholarships.
Use them. I wonder how.
Can you go back?
Statute of limitations. I'm like, fuck, I could go to Troy University.
Yeah, you're like, I'm just go get a degree in something just because.
I don't think we had these in Canada.
You did.
That's right.
Did we?
Well, not the way Miss America worked. Maybe they did, but they did USA or the universe system.
I know, because there is a Miss Canada.
Yeah.
She's just chopping wood.
Yeah, they just find
her. Wearing plaid. It's me. Hey! I'm Miss Canada.
Oh, Canada.
I'm just welding my own canoe. Come over here and watch me build this canoe out of this new fresh
oak. That's your talent?
4.5 hours later, I just got one corner. Almost there, folks. Everyone's like, what is this? So boring. Why are we watching this?
A live bear just
comes out. I'm just sucking maple syrup. I just start arm wrestling the bear for no reason. I go back to whittling with the fucking canoe.
Drinking maple syrup like Gatorade.
Yeah. I need another
syrup. I need my electrolytes. Jesus.
Dude.
Pageants, I always sound like more glamorous or interesting or whatever than they actually were, but it was just... made a lot of friends doing it. No one ever wants to hear that.
Did you
shit.
Make any enemies? Do you have like a mortal enemy?
Oh yeah.
You have like
there's girls Rebecca, that whatever. I am so thankful I know what fucking cunts they are, because of like they go on and like they have kids and family. They try to like post their little fucking
they try to
shit
be influencers
on like
yeah.
Now they're like yeah, and I know all this information about them, but I'm not gonna do anything about it. But I just like knowing it just in case shit goes down.
It's nice.
Yeah. You have it in your back pocket.
I just have it. I just know. But no, I didn't really like, I didn't want to, because I genuinely was like competing with myself. And I was always voted like Miss Congeniality, because I was the one that was like goofing off backstage and like making all the girls laugh.
Because
it was more fun for me. I mean, now if I didn't win, I threw some stuff, but that's not, I mean, that's
Throw some stuff. Throw some here and there.
It's fine.
You're human. You're human.
Yeah, yeah.
Once
yeah.
was a child.
Yeah.
That'll.
So, yeah. Okay. So the blood arrest. Can you talk about this, or is that not?
Sure. It's been so long. I don't care. I think I've talked about it on my own podcast once before. I finally, because at one point I was like, my mom's like, never tell anybody that you did that. But it's expunged now at this point. So anybody who wants to go find it, good luck.
Fuck you.
But yeah.
Daryl?
I'm just kidding. Yeah. This doesn't really fall into slobs, but definitely into like crazy territory. Like I've done a lot of crazy shit.
I love it.
But
so have we.
Yeah. So my ex, 6 years, I was with him. This was like 3.5 years in. Stayed with him longer because the self-esteem.
Been there.
Self-esteem went down.
And you can hear all about my story on Cheaties.
Yeah. Good plug. So I have a podcast. Well, might as well for plugging shit. A podcast called Cheaties where people talk about being cheated on and or they cheated or whatever. So this was a situation where I hadn't fully caught him cheating yet. We were living together, of course. He's super tall, charming, all this shit, but was one of the dumbest people that I've ever met in my life. We went over this with viewers, everything you're saying. I was like, yes, a fucking idiot. yes, I know, but it's hard to get away because they're charming and everybody likes him.
Yep.
So
not with yours.
No,
I was like, wait a second.
This one was.
Hey, you know, at least he was hideous.
Well, the longer people knew him, if they knew him for like more than 15 minutes at a time, like at a party or gathering or whatever, they're like, oh, he's an idiot.
So dumb.
Yeah. And he's very egotistical, like very narcissistic. But anyway, this was one of the times I didn't fully catch him, but I knew he was up to some shit. I came home from working a double at a restaurant. So 17 hours on the fucking floor.
Fucking dead.
Jesus.
I'm disgusting. Yeah. I smell like the kitchen. I'm in those nasty like serve safe shoes.
Oh, the slip-proof.
It's like 2 a.m. I come home. He is on the couch drunk as shit. Not only had he gotten off of work early from the job that I got him, he had gotten off work early, went and hung out with this gay dude who was 100% into him. Now my ex wasn't bi, but I was like this still, you like this too much, like he really liked the attention. And I think, and in my mind it was just as everybody's like, oh, he's not gonna cheat on you, he's just hanging out. Sorry, y'all.
You're fine.
But
you okay?
But yeah, I don't know, I probably should have some water, but it's fine.
Do you want mine? Is that,
do you mind?
I don't mind.
I don't
think that
I don't have COVID, just mono.
Let's get mono together. Do you lose weight on mono? Anyways.
You do.
Give me mono.
Thinnest my ex.
Who is mono?
So he goes and hangs out with this dude. This dude is like some sort of tech kid. He had like a Ferrari and shit. So this is already like, I didn't like anything about him hanging out with this dude. This dude very much liked him. And I thought he can get him drunk enough that I'm sure that he would cheat on me with this dude. Like, I think he would. Or at least like, whatever.
Do something questionable.
Something. Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, you're worried too much. Well, I had a couple weeks before, saw the guy go, we were all sitting at a bowling alley or something. I saw the guy reach to my ex. He grabs him on the thigh to get up out of his seat.
That's a touch.
Okay?
It's a big touch.
And he didn't say anything. So my ex is sitting there.
Didn't even flinch.
Didn't even flinch. The guy puts his hand like on, like in his thigh and gets
high
up.
Like on the high up? Like
in his thigh to push himself out of the seat to get up to go bowl. So that was already locked into my head. We get in a fight about that. Days go on. I work this double. I come home. I'm like, why the fuck are you drunk? And he's like, oh, I went out with whatever the guy's name. Let's say Adam or some shit. So I went out with Adam. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Really? After everything and after the thigh grabbing and you spent all night with him and then you went out. Mm-hmm. And then I look over and there's an empty 6-pack of high gravity beer. So he had drank, like, he had gotten home, drank 6 more beers, already been out with this guy all night.
Jesus.
I'd stop by Steak and Shake to get us some burgers and shakes.
Because
I'm a
person.
Nice person.
Yep. You're a nice girlfriend.
That's what you do when you're a nice
lady. Person. Mm-hmm. I come home. He tells me that shit. And I'm like, fuck this. I'm so sick. He's like, you're so fucking crazy. And he goes into this, like, he would get quiet and like sit. And he was like huge. He's like 6'4".
Stonewall.
He's like sitting and he's like, you're crazy. And I'm like, oh, I'm fucking crazy? You think I'm crazy? Oh, I'll show you fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And I fully go into I'll show you crazy mode. And I'm like, I'm so sick of this. You know, and I'm just like yelling shit at him. And then he's like, you're such a fucking redneck. And he's a fucking redneck. And he's like, you're such a fucking redneck. You dumb fucking redneck whore. And he's just like, but he's saying it all so fucking quiet to me. And I'm just like, my eyes are like, fucking, I've lost it. So I'm like, well, I'm not giving you your Steak and Shake. So As you do.
So take that.
I get a broom and I beat the shit out of the bags of the bag of Steak and Shake and the milkshakes. We stayed in that condo for another like 4 years or for another 3 years with him. And I was there for another
milkshake.
Oh, I was cleaning off milkshake out of the popcorn ceiling of the condo.
Oh, God.
When I was leaving 4 years later when I was leaving out of
it
there.
It must have reeked too. Like, God.
Stinky old milkshake. Like just rotting on everything.
Home sweet home.
Just little sprinkles on everything. Like anytime I was cleaning in the house, I'd find a chunk of old rotten milkshake. And so I beat the shit out of the bags of food and out of the milkshakes. It's fucking everywhere. And the whole time I'm screaming back at him, and he's just like, oh, look at you, you fucking crazy bitch, you fucking da 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 da.
Kill him.
Then he brings up like how when I used to hook up with like women like back before I was with him, he was one of those psychopaths who like couldn't handle like it wasn't a turn on to him. It was like a like you're just a slut.
Anyone you'd ever been with, he was jealous of.
Which also now that it's hitting him, it's like, is that projection because of the fucking dude?
Yeah, that he's probably closeted and he's like too afraid to go for it.
Dude, this is all clicking for the first time that was the argument, and he for some brings up that shit, which was so old, and started calling me a whore and all this stuff, and I was like, that all fucking makes so much sense. Oh, I'm literally having a fucking epiphany right now. Sorry.
No, it's good.
So I'm sitting there, I'm beating the shit out of all this stuff, and he's just keeps on. And then I realize that you like come to, like, I guess what people do like in the middle of a murder, like you just come to and you're like, Oh, what have I done? My house is a mess. I'm just so late. I'm so fucking tired. I need to go to bed. I can't go to bed with all this everywhere. I've got a dog. She can't eat the shit that's everywhere. No. So I start cleaning the floors. I'm like, I'm going to ignore him. He fucking starts at it again. At this point, I have cleaned the floors for the most part, ceilings, walls, it's a different situation. I go into the kitchen. I'm going to make myself a little chamomile tea. I'm gonna calm down. Chill out. I'm an adult.
Time to calm down.
I gotta work in the morning. Yeah. I'm an adult.
I'm a civilized human
lady. I go. Did I already break the mirror at this point?
No, not the mirror.
So I go into the kitchen and I make myself a little tea, and I have a cup of a little coffee cup. And I'm pouring the tea into the thing. He starts at it again, and I just fucking lose it. And I take the cup and I fucking slam it on the counter. The handle of the coffee cup breaks off into my hand.
Oh, we still have a scar.
Oh, this Holy is shit, stitches. Yeah, still so from a here to here. Oh, so it breaks off through my whole hand. Takes, I mean, a big chunk, like right out of here. And I can see the meat in my hand. And I'm not great with that stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck. And then I wrap it up. I get a dirty dish towel. That's all I had. Get a dirty dish towel, wrap that, like put pressure on it, hold that. He's still doing it, and he's like, oh, what have you done now? And I'm like dripping blood into the back room, and I'm like, fuck.
It's not even like that didn't even snap him out of it to like, no. Oh my God, I'll help, let me help you.
Oh, he was so drunk and such an asshole. And so I go in the back room, and I think at this point I slammed the door and the mirror fell off the door. So now there's glass everywhere.
God.
There's blood in the full and all over the kitchen. There's milkshake everywhere. Like now it looks insane. Like now it has gone past the point of like, you can't, there's nothing you can cover up real quick. If someone comes to the house.
Just put some newspaper on it. We'll be fine, baby.
There's none of that. So the door just like boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, fuck, it's the cops. It's gotta be
because you've been screaming. Yeah.
I've been screaming so much, broke so many things. Oh, I broke the broom.
At that point, you assume. Yeah. You've been beating it down.
And then I tried to clean the floor with the broken broom. It's a fucking mess. This motherfucker's still sitting there, just clean as a whistle. Just nothing. Not a fucking.
Was he drinking this whole time still?
He had finished it all. He had nothing else to drink. He had drank all
not
the alcohol.
Not even a fleck of milkshake on him.
Yeah. Oh, probably. Yeah. He probably had like a piece in his hair, but he probably cleaned that out real fucking quick. So police come in. They separate us as two officers. And I'm in the mindset of, oh, fuck, they're going to arrest him. Because they're always going to arrest the guy.
Yeah.
So they separate us. They put me in the breezeway. I like tell them, I'm like, hey, I came home from work. It was just a stupid fight. Like, you know, we were just fighting with each other, but it's fine. He didn't hit me. Everything's good. Like, I'm literally thinking.
Yeah. You're like trying to defend
him. And I'm like, this is me. I broke a coffee cup, but I was just mad and I slammed a coffee cup and, you know, all this. The other officers in my house, like just walking around, looking at everything.
Looking at the scene.
Yeah. And then my ex is just sitting there on the couch like, yeah, she's fucking crazy as shit, man. And he's chill because he's drunk.
Yeah.
He can barely walk.
Jesus.
And then I'm standing there, and then the ambulance comes up, the paramedic comes up. She's like, can I see your hand? And I'm like, yeah, but it's fine. It's no big deal. And they go, hey, could you go and get in the ambulance? Like, go with the paramedic and get in the ambulance. And I was like, listen, I don't have insurance. I was like, I can't afford to get in a fucking ambulance right now.
Put some tape on it.
Yeah. I was like, can I have it wrapped? Can I just drive behind the ambulance? I will go. I promise you that I will go to the hospital tonight.
Yeah.
And I hadn't had anything to drink or anything. So I'm like, okay, they're going to think, you know, this is going to be fine. While I'm saying, y'all, I don't have the money. Like, this can't happen. My hands just are getting put behind my back and I'm just getting handcuffed. And I'm like,
you're gonna handcuff me to go in the ambulance?
In the fuck?
Did the Shake Shack press charges? I don't understand what you're gonna
get. I've never been so confused in my life in that moment. And I'm like looking around, they're like, ma'am, you're being arrested. They're saying the thing, but I'm just hearing like womp, 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 and I'm like, what? And just sitting there, well, I said his fucking name. I never say his name on any
We can we'll take it off.
Yeah. Prove who he was. Yeah,
anybody who knew us. No, we can take it off. But yeah, he's just sitting there just watching all go down, not like, oh my God, or stop or whatever. But here's the, so on the way out of the door, like it's literally y'all, my last crowns from my last titles. I had just crowned the last girl from the last thing.
Aww.
Recently. And it's still like on display on the shelf. And I'm literally being arrested by the Cobb County police and I yell out, this can't happen. I was Miss Cobb County. And I'm like, I was Miss Cobb County.
And they're like, what? Get in the back of the car, bitch.
Yeah, they're like, what is that God. Even? Can't save you now.
Look, and you're trying to point with your hands. Yeah.
But they're like, but not the current Miss Cobb County, right? You've aged out of everything. Yeah, and I had to sit in the emergency room. They just parade you right through the emergency room, handcuffs and all. The police just walk you right through. Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
People are like, oh my God, it's Miss Cobb County.
I swear to God, like I still wonder like who saw, but they made me sit there with that dirty dish rag on that open wound for 4 hours.
Oh yeah.
Four
they couldn't
hours
even
like
get
this.
You some fresh gauze.
Oh my
in a
God.
Room. Nope. Fuck you, Cobb County.
Didn't That's do fucking shit.
Like
and
you were
going to
go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like
where was I
going
to go? That's what I kept saying. Yeah, I was like,
I'm not going to go home.
Yeah, definitely not fucking going home. And then all that needed to happen was, and then I was arrested. I went to fully arrested. I went into the jail with a nasty, big, giant thing on my hand. And had to sit in like a big open thing with a bunch of people who were just pissing and shitting in one little fucking toilet in the middle of the thing.
God,
and I'm literally just like, it was just like the most out of body experience of my life. Like it just none of it made sense. I got bailed out that morning. He ended up having to call my mom. My mom had to call my old teen queen, my pageant teen queen's dad, who was a lawyer.
Oh, God.
Called
all
him
together.
Up. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll call in some favors and like gets me.
Hey,
yeah.
Miss Cobb County did a bad thing and we need to help her out.
We need to get her out. Yeah.
He's got dirt on a lot of people.
Yeah. That's,
did he press the charges? I don't understand. The cops?
He never pressed charges. For. He never said a word. He didn't do it. The cops just decided to. And then when I was in 8 weeks of anger management in there.
Oh my God.
They're like, I find out from everybody else's story, everybody in there is like, oh yeah, you know, in Cobb County, if it's a domestic situation, somebody has to go in.
That's like a law?
Somebody, yeah. Somebody I don't know if it's like on paper, but it's like in that
Fuck
county.
That.
Yeah, someone has to go in.
She'll fight less, probably. They're like, she's already injured. We can get her. He's going to be too big to get off the couch.
Yeah, exactly. So it was super fucked up. But then as soon as I went through the anger management, that's what I was told to do. I went in, faced the judge. I go in my pageant like interview suit. I've got high heels, fake tanner on, like an Anne Klein cream color suit with like a gold buckle.
And you start doing one of the monologues and you're like, oh, sorry, wrong place.
Yeah. I go in, my hair is like this. Everyone else is in like jeans and house slippers. And I'm like, I parade up to and they're like, why are you here? What are you? Why?
Yeah, what's going on here? Yeah.
Yeah. And then I have this like whole folder and I was like, here are about 32 character witnesses who've typed up things about me. Here's the titles that I've held and here is the 100 speaking engagements I did last year.
And here's
year.
My Miss Cobb County
and then
crown.
I put it on my crown.
We wouldn't want the blemish on the town.
Yeah.
Would we? We wouldn't want
would
the other counties to find out. That's some like southern shit.
Yeah. Oh, we wouldn't want the other counties to find out. Cobb County. And the judge was like, oh my God, what the fuck are you here? He's like, no. We're going to expunge all this shit and like.
Shit.
He's like, just go to anger management. And I was like, okay, we'll see what that does.
And that's the night the lights went out in Georgia.
Yeah. It really was.
Damn. Oh, we blasted through the break. How much time do we have? Are we in? Should we take one?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll come back. I was just going to blast all the way through. But that's fine. Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
All right, we're back and we're better than ever. That's fucking crazy.
Wild,
fuck that
right?
Guy.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. I was also arrested. So if you feel less bad. Yeah, I'm
thank
not gonna
you.
Get into the story, but yeah, I was arrested for assault in high school.
Oh shit. Well, that was the charges that the police had for me.
Oh,
was,
yeah.
Well, a simple battery is what they called it. And because they claimed I threw something at him, and I was like, I threw stuff everywhere. I don't know. Yeah. It wasn't like directly at him.
No, they don't really know. Like, mine was they claimed that me and this other girl put a girl in the hospital. And the girl was fine. She had a couple bruises on her face.
Yeah.
So see, she had a fight. She can suck my ass.
Yeah. And then there was another. They had two. They had criminal trespassing too. And that's why the judge like just
criminal
so
trespassing.
Like, it's my house. Also, he like never. I paid everything.
Were you on all the bills?
Yes.
Oh
all
my
the bills
God.
Are under my name.
How did they didn't even do that charge?
How could he not?
Because that night they're not check. Who are they checking that with?
That's fucked up.
What my ex said, because I asked him the next day, like after he had to come pick me up from the fucking gym, and everybody's like, why didn't you leave him? And I'm like, dude, I felt, no, you will never feel worse than you felt like after that. Like after being literally on top of the fucking world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally
and
just
people like,
lines
up to take pictures with you and shit, you know, months before.
Yeah.
And then you're
now you're like being dragged through the emergency room. You're covered in blood. Your house has rotten
being
fucking
treated like shit.
Yeah. Milkshake. And then you do start to feel like a dumb piece of shit.
You do.
And
oh
you
yeah.
You feel disgusting and you feel like a, you know, like a dumb redneck. And you're like, well, maybe he's right. Maybe
you're
I
like,
am.
Well, maybe I can meet Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah.
And we can make something of this.
And we did. He interviewed me the other day.
Did he really?
Yeah, me
oh
and Jeff
God.
Foxworthy.
Really?
I
that's
did Jeff like- Foxworthy's podcast, A Comic Mind.
That's
and
so
I got to
funny.
Spend an hour being interviewed by old Foxworthy himself.
Oh redneck.
I'll show you fucking redneck, huh?
Yeah.
Huh, ex?
Yeah, I guess you might be a redneck.
Oh, mm-hmm. But he had told me later, because I said the thing about the trespassing or something. I was like, what was that conversation that y'all had while I was in the breezeway? Like, what happened? And he said the guy, the officer said, pointed to one random picture on a shelf that I owned. Of all the photo frames that I own and bought. And yeah, I was nice. So I put his mom in one of the frames and that they said, who's that? And happened to point at his mom. And he goes, oh, that's my mom.
So then they're like, this must be,
this must be his place.
Fucking crazy.
When there's like 30 other photos framed around it and my crowns. I'm like, what are we?
Dude, cops are so fucking stupid.
No, that's honestly insane. Yeah. I told you when I was arrested, I was 16 and I was wearing my school uniform. And when I was walking through the precinct, they were like, ooh, did the little schoolgirl do something bad?
Oh, gross.
Oh, the schoolgirl's been a bad girl. And I was like, and I'm like, I can't. My friend that got arrested with me, she's like, Steph, don't. And I was like, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
Yeah.
I was
like,
I'm like 16, you sick fucking pigs.
It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
It's like, it makes me wonder if they have like a thing for like, oh, you think you're a little pageant girl?
Yeah.
You think you're a little
oh,
school
yeah,
girl?
They do.
You think you're so innocent? Like, oh yeah, okay,
oh,
we'll
yeah.
show you.
I have a friend in Florida who got pulled over for a DUI and she was like in like a tiny little dress. It was in college, like coming home from something, and she got arrested, brought into you know, wherever they fucking downtown. I don't know what it is. And they were saying the most disgusting things to her. Like, cops were literally like calling her a slut.
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
Dude. I feel like they have a thing. I feel like it's like a, some sort of
sick
I don't
power.
Know. Yeah.
Sickos.
It's all a power thing. I mean, you're not a cop if you're not like,
yeah,
the
they,
power all,
and they definitely have some sort of like fucking women.
Yeah. Some, ugh. Yeah. But anyway, I don't know. I didn't even think about that either, but yeah.
Damn.
God.
Yeah.
Also,
but anyway, yeah, so that was fun.
What's you mentioned a breezeway a few times. I don't know what the fuck that is. Do you know what a breezeway is?
Do you know? Is that do I not is it not called that everywhere?
Well, like an in-between outdoor hallway? What's a breezeway?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like an outdoor hallway that there is air coming through.
Yeah,
what
you ever walk
an
through
outdoor
like
hallway?
Like, they have them in, like, southern like high schools or, like, in an apartment where you, like, go from building to building where it's kind of like a walkway,
like, today, but it's outdoor. And I walked out of Nicole's place, and I'm, like, walking down the sidewalk, and there's, like, it's covered, but it's a hallway. But it's outside. It's get from, like, room to room with this, but it's open.
But it's technically outdoors. Okay.
It's a breezeway.
You've been
in one.
It's,
like, stuff on both sides. Anytime you're in, I'm trying to think.
They
like,
probably don't have
building.
A lot of them in Toronto.
I don't think
in Alaska,
ever, yeah.
Our high school, there was this story, and it's the only thing that makes sense that the high school my high school's blueprint had gotten switched with a high school in California. So we had outdoor breezeways, but they had just put glass.
Hey,
they just had glass
freezing.
Around. So we would walk from like building to building with these, what would have been open, but they had put glass, and it was still cold as fucking shit.
Yeah,
it's Alaska.
That's psychotic.
That's really fucking funny. Yeah, breezeway. I don't know what else breezeway. To call those.
I don't know. I'm like, at a house, too, I was confused. I'm like, how large is this house?
It's a condo.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
How the police were called. Because if this was a house,
they
like,
wouldn't hurt us.
Okay.
Or you wouldn't get out of fucking mind. Yeah. That's why you get a single family home.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
That didn't stop my parents. They were like, oh, we can be loud enough.
Yeah.
Dude, we one time had, so many times the cops were called, but we had, so. In the South, it's a thing where a lot of people have a screen door and the regular door.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of a screen door, I don't know if you saw these. We had like there was like a plastic mm-hmm. instead of screen. It's just like you open the door, but it's not screen. It's it's shitty glass, basically.
Okay.
Just cheap or whatever.
Yeah.
And apparently, which it's like
why? Plexiglass or
something.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the main door was open and the plexiglass door was closed. And why you wouldn't close your door when you're trying to kill your spouse, you know, is beyond me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Time to close the door. Yeah.
Hello, 101. Yeah. It's like, close the heavier door if you're strangling your spouse with a phone cord. Anyways, that was all my mom. So, poor dad, honestly. Like, everyone goes like, oh my God, your dad must be a no. It was my mom.
No.
She's crazy. that's why we had such a long phone cord. She just chased me around, like, fucking like a rodeo.
Oh, the phone line's tied up again. They must be really gabbing over there.
Yeah, literally tied
literally
up.
Literally tied up.
Chatty Kathy over
there. Neck as she's, like, biting him in the head. This officer in, like, a big, dumb cop hat walks up to our house, slams into the front door.
That's so funny. God damn, I love that so much. It's so
just
funny.
Hat goes flying off.
Yeah. Oh, and then he's like, oh God. And he's like, I'm sorry, I didn't even realize the door was closed. And my mom goes, I don't know how you could not fucking tell. It's so goddamn dirty.
That's
so pop at the door here to like
arrest
you fucking her. Idiot. Yeah.
You gotta get one more in before they take
you. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You gotta do it. Just, I'm prepared now.
I mean, something else. You'd be like, I'm going down anyway. I'm gonna at least haunt your dreams.
Yeah, exactly. That's
I'm a bit
funny.
Upset now that no one ever called the cops on the yelling in my house.
Really?
Yeah, and it was loud.
Betwixt the parents?
Oh yeah, my dad would scream.
My parents had known about town. They were like, that's just him.
No, he went outside and I was like mowing everyone's lawn and shoveling everyone's driveway. I was like, there's Pete. And then we're like, inside, like, no, keep him outside.
Like, don't call him. We need someone to mow our lawn. We can't afford to have Pete arrested. Otherwise, we'll never get out of our driveway.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, nobody ever. One time my dad unplugged the phone line.
Oh, that is so scary.
That's terrifying.
Oh, it was very scary. Yeah, my aunt was over. It was like a Christmas brawl. Everyone was going fucking crazy. My dad was like screaming. And then my aunt's like, go call the police. And I was like 12. I'm like, what? She call the police. I was like, ah. And I went and I picked it up. I was just like, and I was like.
It's like the beginning of Scream.
I was like, yeah, hello? Like, and then my dad's like, calling someone. I'm kidding. And he has the Scream mask on. I'm like, whoa. Yeah, no, it was.
My parents were screamers too. But your parents are still together. They've been together for years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some people screaming gets the gunk out and it's.
Now they're good.
Some couples.
That's what's crazy. My parents are like, I don't know if it took my dad like getting sick or like what it was. Like, I don't know. But they were, and I don't. Sorry, Mom. I know you're going to listen to this. I'm sure they would admit it. Oh, she's still stage mom in me.
Oh, man.
Don't worry. She'll tell me I don't have enough lipstick on or that I shouldn't talk about whatever the fuck I talked about.
So very ladylike.
I can't believe you told everybody that.
What's your middle name?
That was supposed to be a secret, Marie.
Lace Marie.
Lace Marie Larrabee.
But yeah,
wow.
they fought. They were so young. Like, my parents were literally teenagers when they got pregnant.
Oh,
and they immediately got married. Didn't have help from both sides of the family. Just kind of kicked them out and were like, good luck. You chose this. And that's a lot. And
how old was your mom when she had you?
17.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not even fully developed in your brain.
No,
yeah,
not at all. Like, they were trying their fucking best. And they weren't like the kids in like Teen Mom and shit. They weren't trying to party. They both immediately like two jobs apiece. They worked every fucking day. They made sure they were home every night. They never partied. They didn't drink. They didn't do drugs.
Oh, wow.
They were didn't just do kids anything.
They were just
stressed.
Kids who immediately turned into adults. And they were fucking stressed. About money. We lived in a trailer. My mom is like, my dad just wanted to keep playing. He just would be like, I just want to go play basketball. And she's like, we have responsibility.
Yeah, we have a child. Baby.
Yeah. We have a life to take care of.
And then at 21, they had my sister planned.
Oh, the South.
Yeah. But it was 5 years apart. And they were like, well, we don't want the kids too far apart. And it's like, they had already lived. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Shit.
At least that's an excuse. My mom, when my mom was my age, I was five and I was the youngest kid. So she's doing this as like a 39-year-old. You know what I mean? Like 37, 38.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What are you biting your husband? You fucking psychopath.
Well, and I used to think as a kid, I was just like, they're just fucking crazy. My parents are just crazy. Like I have the worst parents, everybody else. And then like I look back and I'm like, I think of their ages. I thought about this the other day. My mom was younger than I am right now, 39. Younger than me when I graduated high school.
That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
So she was like 35 or 36 when I graduated high school.
That's
so the shit that I was like, these crazy people that raised me. It's like, no, they were doing their fucking best.
Dude, the way I'll fucking like yell at my dog when she barks now and she's a dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried to take on a... So my dog is not a fan of other dogs. I'm not allowed to have other dogs at home. But I've tried so many times because she's 15 and I've had her for 14 years. And I love her so much, but I'm like, it's heartbreaking because I'm like, if she goes, she won't. But, she, you know,
yeah, if she happened
if
to...
She, if she runs away or joins the circus or something.
Yeah, you know.
That's the only way that anything's going to happen.
Dogs win, right?
Right?
They're circus dogs now.
They're in the big
Barnum
circus in Ohio.
Yeah.
So it's like, if there were, you know, I've tried to like incorporate another dog to be like, okay, they can learn Cammy's ways. Wow, Susan. And
is another dog being talked about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Too much.
Scratch the ground.
So I'm like, if another dog, you know, can learn her ways and all that, and then to make it easier transition. And then she's such a nightmare. I tried to take on another dog, another comic in Atlanta had this dog. She couldn't keep him. And I'm like, I'll try to do. So just talking about like being crazy to dog. I found myself like, it's not abuse, but like I shook him. But he was so insane and she hated him so much and he just kept, and I was like, why? And then I was like, oh god. And then I like caught myself like mid like, and you know, just trying to remember what I learned in anger management, and I'm like, oh my god, you can't
remember the Shake Shack incident.
You can't shake a fucking dog. And I had to like
can't shake a dog.
You don't want to get that dog on the ceiling. That never comes off.
You'll never get off the dog. Way worse, too. Way worse. Rotten dog on the popcorn ceiling.
And it's a girl. She's a girl.
So my dog's a girl, and this other dog I tried my best. I gave it like 3 weeks.
Was that dog a girl?
And the dog was a boy.
Boy.
Yeah, and but I just had to call her, and I was like, I can't do this. I know you don't have anywhere else to take him, but I was like, I've tried so fucking hard, but it's like bringing
out. It's heartbreaking.
It's bringing out the worst in me. It's bringing out the worst in my dog, and then now she's raising him, so it's been fine.
Oh, good. Maybe she just needed to,
But the frustration, though, sometimes, like, I can't even handle that, and I don't know how my mom dealt with.
A child.
My fucking ass.
Oh, yeah, fucking chatty Kathy down. I had 8 million questions. I started talking in full sentences when I was 18 months old, and I don't think I ever stopped.
Oh,
I could talk before I could walk. And I would just be sitting there like a fat blob on the floor, like, you know, I was thinking about it when we were watching Fraggle Rock and how they, like, shut up.
You're shitting and pissing nonstop.
Yeah, because I can't use that.
You can't even swallow food. Yeah. But anyways, my food's stuck in my throat. I get a dog on the
couch. Oh, yeah. I used to walk around when I was a little kid, when I finally started walking, and I would just, I would put my hands on my hips and look at people and go, I'm not potty trained.
Wow.
And then I would just walk off.
That's amazing. And then you go,
walk away.
I also once, because we had a two-story townhouse, and when I was two, I rode a rocking horse down the stairs and knocked myself out, is what my mom says. And
yeah.
To this day, I'm not 100% sure she didn't just fucking throw me and then go, fuck, she
The rocking why don't you put the rocking chair at the top of the stairs this time, Jess? Oh, okay, I'll take the rocking chair at the top of the stairs.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. You take it up a couple of stairs.
Mommy watching.
Oh, I'm not gonna make it!
Do you think your mom strangled your dad because she couldn't strangle you?
For sure. Dude, I can't even imagine the amount of fantasies my mom had that I don't know about. My mom once told me, this is so psychotic, and I didn't even understand what it meant at the time. And I was like, okay. And then she explained it. She once was like, I had a terrible dream last night. I was like six. She's like, I dreamt that you were taking a bath and you were trying to blow dry your hair in the bathtub. And I was like, okay. And she's like, that would electrocute you and kill you. And I was like, why are you? Okay.
Yeah.
Why would you tell your kid about that?
And then she's like, happy birthday. You open it up. It's a blow dryer. Yeah.
Who wants to take a bath? I was like, are you asking if I will? It was but you know, we all have mentally ill family members.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
We're all mentally ill. I'm realizing that every single person is unwell.
Yeah. You just have to find the people whose unwellness meshes with your.
Yeah. 100%. If you're unwell, find someone who's a little less unwell than you or can balance the unwell because.
Yes. Yeah. In a different way.
When you get
way.
Somebody too cuckoo. Not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
No.
Not good.
Weirdo.
You get weirdos and then you regret everything and you regret a taco tattoo that you have to get covered up.
Oh, man. The decisions we make.
Everything's fine. Never learn my lessons, do I?
I'm very lucky that Nate is crazy in very different ways than me. He's like OCD and just has to have a system, but it helps me.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I drive him insane. That's the thing. Oh, we have dogs, me and the guy I'm dating, and they don't get along.
No.
It's like two females, and they haven't hung out that much, but I'm like so afraid that I'm like, what if they never get along?
What are the ages and how long have they been in the place?
His dog is 9 years old, so she's pretty old. And then Moki's six, and it wouldn't be that big of a deal, but his dog is bigger. She's like 50 pounds. So it's like, if they were the same size and they got a little, it's like they'll sort it out.
Right, but the other one could eat the other one.
Yeah, like, she could literally.
She's not that big. Jenny's like, she looks like half of her size.
I know, but she's like a little chonker. She's really sweet on her own, but then they just both think they're alphas.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help that he's told me stories about, like, one time Jenny caught a rat. And it's like.
Yeah.
No, he should have told you that. He's getting all freaked out.
Yeah,
no,
so he just shows up with a squirrel in her mouth, and I'm like, okay, well, my dog is a squirrel.
Squirrel size.
Yeah,
dog. You have to be real careful. It sucks. Like, it really sucks. It's possible they might not ever
get along.
I have tried so many animals.
I'm
squirrels.
So afraid.
I've raised squirrels. I've had squirrels, cats, dogs. I've had it all. It's all like eight total animals that I've like tried over the years, but yeah.
No, it's hard.
Not gonna happen.
We'll see. I'm gonna take her to training and see if we can.
But that was one of my gross things I was gonna say for my dog. So my dog is 15.
Yes.
She's so old. But she's great. She's like so sprightly once we got all her teeth out and all that.
No teeth.
Really? She only eating soft food then, which
Well, you know what's funny? The vet was like, okay, after this last extraction, you know, it's gonna take this amount to heal, do this, put this medicine in, whatever. And I said, okay, so just only soft food. That's what I said, you know? And she goes, no, actually, if you want to give her hard food, she's like, dogs will adjust completely. She's like, they're so
adapted. Suck on it to their, goes
down. Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm just like numb, like
hard
gum
gums.
It. Yeah, but they will. They'll just do that. But I do soft food. I'm not gonna do that shit to her. But yeah, so now she just pees freely. Like when she's asleep, she pees.
Sleep pees.
She sleep pees now, and it goes off and on. Like it doesn't. It's not always, but sometimes. And I have to go back now. When I get back home, I have to go and get these hormone pills that she has to take because. She takes them for a certain amount of weeks and then the free pee stops. And then she go back, but here's the problem. She sleeps in the bed with us.
I was just going to ask.
Oh, yeah.
She sleeps on my head.
Oh, pee pee head.
And there have been several times.
I'm Miss Cobb County.
I used to be Miss Cobb County. Several times I have woken up, realized I've been pissed on and gone right back to sleep.
I'm not full piss or drinkles.
It's pee. It's a good amount of pee. Well, I think pretty much whatever was it. Yeah.
What if a diaper on her?
Well, and so that's the thing is it's like I said, you don't always know. She'll be healed from it and it'll be fine and it won't happen. But it's happening right now, and it's like it happened a couple times, and I forgot that she's now because it doesn't happen every single night, and it happened like I woke up the other day and I was like, I want to go get my phone to like scroll, and I'm like. And I like look over and there's just a pile of piss. And I was like, God damn it. She's back to free peeing. Then I got home really late from a show, wandered into bed, completely forget to put the fucking diaper on the dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's happened several times.
It's annoying too. Yeah.
It's so fucking, and she hates them. She'll find her way out of them. Yeah, she knows how to jump. Like she might be old, but that bitch is sprightly as fuck. Like she can jump on and off the bed. She can, and then she'll like
wiggle
off.
Out of a diaper, but you can't wake me up because you got to pee.
Because you can't wake me up. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, now she's just doing that. So that's fun.
I mean, it's old age, just you know,
but I love it.
Yeah.
Love her and her gross hair pee.
A comic last night was saying how they don't understand how people like love their animal so much they get upset when they die, and I was like, are you sick in the head?
Have you never had an
that
animal?
Person has never had that's what it's, exactly it's what honestly I'm like
I literally, if I need to cry right now,
I just think about her.
That's it.
Have you heard Maggie's song by Chris Stapleton?
Probably.
Oh, it's about his, well, I didn't about his dog.
Well, no, I can't. I literally can't cry right now. Think about it.
Oh yeah, I'll just sometimes I'll do it, and then I catch myself and I'm like, "What the fuck are you doing?" I'll just start thinking about like when she dies, and then I'm like, Why am I doing this?
But it's never their time. That's why. Like with people, we can be like, oh, they were so old.
Yeah.
You know, with the dog, you're like,
there's so much more.
Still now I need to fucking take her in to get a goddamn, she's had an ear infection for a few weeks. And I was like, she's fine. I was using the stuff at home. It's not really working. But it's like, it's bad. But I'm like, well, if it's like getting in her brain and rotting her head now.
No.
Now I got to call. I got to make an appointment right now. I'm all panicked.
What if she's the happiest she's ever been? Because she can't hear you screaming. At fucking.
I'm not screaming. I'm wearing a wig and a mustache.
And no one will love you. No, not even a parent will love you the way that a dog loves you.
I know. If I didn't have her going through a breakup with a dog, it's like if I didn't have her.
Oh, if I didn't have Moki when I went through my breakup. And like, she knows too. She's like they weirdly intuitive. She'll go to my friends too. Like when she, like when they're sad, she'll go and like just sit next to them.
Oh, they know.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't know because we all travel a lot. Do you take her?
Sometimes, but Jess watches her a lot. I'm watching Moki this weekend. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so like my husband will watch our dog.
Yeah.
And I will get back home. Well, I'll leave and I'll be like, how's Cammy? It's the only thing I talk to him about when I'm gone. Literally. Like,
never ask how he is.
Shit about it. I have to remind myself, like, oh, ask how he is. Like, ask what That's he did so today funny. Or what he's doing. I'm dead serious. I don't give a fuck. I just want to know if she's okay. But it's for the first few days, it's always she's depressed. She won't move. She's waiting on you. She blah, blah, blah. She does. And it's so fucked up, but I'm like, good.
Good, yeah, I love it.
I love that.
Do you
I
have
love
a super
how
hot
much
husband?
She can't live without me.
I assume your husband's very hot.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy. He's a white guy.
He's a nice good looking man. Yeah.
Listen, the last guy I dated was like, would get hit on in front of me by like married women all the time.
Oh, for
that's
fuck's
too
and,
much.
And he fucking cheated on me a ton and for years and was crazy narcissistic. And the next person I was like, I need someone that...
Let me take a step back.
I can go out in public with and not have to worry that he's going to fuck everybody that walks.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So he's a comic. We met doing stand up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's been on like hiatus. He used to be regular here, by the way, back in the day. But
who is the person?
I don't know if you would know him. He did comedy for like, his name's Jared Harris. Jared, J-A-R-R-O-D. He left L.A. He used to live in L.A. for a long time.
Long time ago, though.
He left L.A. in 2012.
Okay. Yeah, and that's like right when I was really
and then was still he still had an apartment out here he was paying for that his ex was still living in.
Awkward.
For like another year he like paid for her to live in his apartment for like another year after that. So like I don't know if you were hanging around.
No, I wasn't out here at all.
Yeah. And then he came to Georgia cuz he had to take care of his grandma. She was at the end and he had to take care of her and
ended up staying.
Yeah.
And that's how you
met me.
Well, and there you go.
And then I toured and like opened for him on the road for like the first like 4 years we were together.
Oh, that's nice.
So
that
so
was a nice little dive into like stand up. We met. I was already doing comedy, and then we met, and then that was a nice little like go from 7 minute set to a feature set.
Isn't that
pretty
nice?
That's great. Fucking make it.
Yeah, but now he doesn't do it, which is even better.
Oh, that is even better.
Much better.
Yeah, I'm trying to find somebody who's in the. In the biz, but not like a adjacent.
I tell you, Nate's gonna find somebody on the business side that you can be with.
Jess, are we gonna announce the idea?
Okay, I want to announce this idea, and I don't have the application ready, so I hate saying this. I want to make an application for people to fill out to date Steph. But like a woman has to refer like her male friend, or
like
you have to have a reference for a woman, and we're gonna filter these. We're gonna go through them and like. Yeah, am I sick and I want it to be a reality show? Sure.
Of course.
But I actually want...
What's the name? So I want to say she also... We were in Houston at the time. I guess I was single then. I guess I did break up with him then. Yeah. So I was like sad. So she comes back from the gym like wet and gross. She's like, I got an idea. And she's like, hear me out. And I like just woke up from a nap because I was feeling really nauseous. And then she just like went off with this idea.
What love did you to call- Lev.
Yeah.
What was that?
Love
what it was?
To Lev. Yeah. Love to Lev. I
that's
know.
Good.
I know.
Flav of Love. I was like, those shows are great. So it's like, why isn't there a bachelorette, but for like someone who's not just like, hi, I'm Katie. No offense to Katie, I'm Bachelorette. She seems very nice. I picked a
Which
random
Katie?
Name. One of the Katie S, Katie R.
Yeah.
But it's like that was, I think that's how those shows started, was like Flav of Love, who was, Flav of Flav's like a rapper. But I'm like, yeah, why not?
Why
not? Funny woman.
That'd be incredible.
And you get men who like want a funny woman who aren't intimidated by a powerful woman and like have similar interests or like we can comb through and see their red flags and be like, and also like we'll have sane, like a sane man overlooking these and being like, here's what is a problem in my opinion. Nate's like, we're not letting any creeps in.
We're not letting any creeps in.
This is an incredible idea though.
Isn't it fun?
Be like Rock of Love. I've recently was watching Rock of Love because it's somewhere. It's like
so good.
On Hulu or Netflix or something like that. And it's incredible.
I'm going to make an application. Yeah. Nate's getting the website up this week anyways. Like, God bless Nate for being like, I'm going to make you guys a website so your merch.
Yeah.
We're going to have better merch. And I'm sorry to say that to people who have already bought the merch. Which I feel like it could be a little stronger quality.
Yes, yes.
And
yes,
we found a better manufacturer. And I'm going to make an application. And if you know a man, or if you are a man who can get a solid reference from a respectable woman.
Look, also, sometimes I dabble in gals. So maybe
if you're a gal, we can have some gals in there.
We have some gals in there. Let's open it up here. Let's open it up. Let me open it up.
This is a good show. This is a good show.
I don't put you on the spot. How do you feel about a trans woman? Lady with a penis. I've always thought it's the perfect setup.
I'm not going to lie to you. I follow a couple very sexy trans people on my Instagram account. So wow. I think I'm open to it all.
Let's do it. This is a good show.
Yeah. I mean, let's dip show. Around.
Yeah.
We don't know what I like. I haven't tried it all yet. Let me try it all.
How would you know?
Number one, no sociopaths. That's the one.
Yeah.
We don't
How
want
about
that.
Number one.
Nobody
That's number one.
Number one.
No. Nobody. Nobody.
No comedians.
No comedians.
Entertainers at all?
Yeah, I do entertainers, but no comedians. No stand-ups because they get jealous. I'm doing better than them. It's a whole thing.
And she'll always be doing
Can't
better than
that.
You. She's the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just can we have one in there just for fun?
Maybe one for fun. Just so I can fucking rip out on an open mic. Are you fucking pussy? You wish you could be me. You never will be me.
It would be good for the show.
Yeah. We need some drama.
Yeah.
He's asking me for, hey, can you help me? Can you take my jokes and you get me on a set? I didn't move to LA. Nobody helped me. And then I said, go off. You go to the mics. You don't get on the shows. Yeah.
She's so mean. We need a woman who looks exactly like Steph.
Yeah.
Yes. Another Steph. Yes.
Yes.
We're doing it.
All
right. Applications will be up. I'll have it up by the time this is out. We'll put a link in the YouTube video description.
Yes. Perfect.
And you can apply.
Yes.
I can't believe we're really doing this. I can believe it. I think it's an incredible show. And if anyone steals it from me, I will find you and I will kill your family.
Okay.
Well, there we go. I guess we're wrapping up this episode here. Is that the end? Are we done?
We admitted a lot of crimes.
We gave a lot of crimes. A little bit violent.
I didn't hurt the dog. I just shook it a little.
I mean, you just saw a light shake. Grab Susan by the nape of the neck and throw her back onto the ground.
It's what their real moms would do.
I do feel like if the cops got called on me for assault, they'd show up and just laugh. They'd be like,
This little
this child. One more time. Where can people follow you and see you and all
at
that?
Lace Larrabee on all the things. Yes. TikTok, Instagram.
And that'll be in the on YouTube in the show notes. Go subscribe to our YouTube, by the way.
Oh, yes. Subscribe to my YouTube too. And in my album, my debut album came out a few months ago and it's in rotation everywhere. It's called White Trash Cinderella.
It's great.
And in my podcast, Cheaties. Oh, and I just dropped a lip gloss line with another comedian, Dulce Sloan. It's called Giggle Gloss and really funny names like Purse Vodka and No More Broke Dick. And
I love that.
Lafia Majora. That's my favorite one.
I love that you're doing what I'm wearing. References. It looks great.
Thank you so much. So go buy some Giggle Gloss. I'm just hawking everything at this point.
I love it.
I'm still living that fancy life.
Your website's just a yard sale.
Yeah.
My life is
a fucking
yard sale.
If anyone wants this handle from a mug that broke, just pieces
probably
of
still
some
floating around in my fucking
go
hand.
Go follow us. Follow Slobs.
Yeah, at Slobs Pod. We got a Patreon. Go subscribe to our YouTube. It's linked on the Instagram. Follow our Instagram. Follow Steph. Follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And follow your dreams, follow your heart. And if you're getting cheated on, leave.
Leave.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Get the fuck out.
Follow the podcast at Slobs Pod.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.